Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the fuck I want.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Okay, welcome to Too Posh Podcast. I'm Gabrielle, I'm your host, and I'm here today with my daughter, Marcella.
Hello.
And for the first time ever, my son, Gino.
Thank you, thank you.
And Bernie.
Her Puerto Rican son.
Yes. He's adopted now.
That's right.
And our DJ Spider, hello.
It's a big family, it's getting bigger and bigger in here.
It's so exciting. Well, we need to just introduce Gino for a second, and Gino is my son. He's my second born. And tell
middle
us
child.
Middle child.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about yourself just to get our listeners to know who you are.
Okay. I'm 26. I'm single.
ladies.
That's right. Ladies, if you're listening, single.
Or if you're watching.
Or watching.
Yeah. See you.
Okay. If you see what you like, I'm single. I'm a tennis coach in training for tennis director, Brookhaven Country Club. I work there full time.
So if you want tennis lessons,
what
tennis
ages, lessons. What ages do you teach from age, when to when?
Age 3 to 97.
Really?
Yeah.
No, wow. 97.
Honestly, like, I believe it.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're not allowed. What about if you're 98?
98,
98
you're too old.
Had a bad experience, so I dropped down to 97.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I like 3 to 97 is good. So any age, really. I'll teach any age.
Yeah.
Tennis is kind of like golf. It's that sport you can play
forever.
Till you're 98.
97.
And then it breaks down after that. Yeah. I've been wanting to get my son into something like tennis or golf or, I mean, actually
tennis
anything.
Is for your son, his yeah. age right now.
Yeah.
Best thing you could do.
Okay.
And then you have summer camps, right?
Yeah. How old is he?
He's going to be 8 in August.
So we got tons of stuff for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. No, I've been literally looking for it this whole week. So
something he can do forever.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because tennis is, even golf and tennis are the sports that you can take into business. Like,
yeah.
It's not like you can't really, I guess you could for basketball and baseball, but tennis it's and golf, are, yeah, you can literally play that with any kind of business person. So
right.
Yeah.
Think what about I always
except
liked,
for me. Except for me. I don't like balls flying at my head.
That's a lie.
No, but it really, like, you guys, honestly, the balls, like, hit me in the head. Like, I don't know why. They, like, it's
we don't
want to
hear about
thing.
Your dating life. No, dating life, keep it away, man.
It always hits me in the head, though. Wait, we played tennis for Gino's birthday, and ours
yep.
was horrible.
Oh, so funny.
My last birthday, we went and played tennis.
And I was how good?
I was out good.
I can't
not
confirm.
Good at all.
I can't confirm.
Just not good for me.
Can you play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Gino plays. My whole family is a tennis family where I
really?
Grew up. My mom and my brother are both tennis coaches.
So I played tennis throughout junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm. You did?
And, uh-huh, yeah. Oh. My brother was a state champion. I made it state.
What?
Yep. And then I stopped playing my freshman or sophomore year. And this will age me a little bit, but I remember I went to the state championship, and most people don't even remember his name, when it was David Koresh. Remember the crazy Waco guy?
Yes.
When all that stuff was happening.
Oh,
we were in Waco right when that thing was happening. It was this guy who was like a cult leader. And
that
yeah.
series.
Yeah, it was
really
crazy.
Good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And I was there, at least watching on TV. That was so young.
Well, now my mom is really adopting you.
Yeah.
Because she wished that I played tennis. She tried. I didn't like it. And Gino.
Yep. But see, you could play forever.
You
like
can.
You could
yeah.
go back out. All you need
you
is your
can.
Timing.
Yeah.
It'll all come back.
Yep. It yeah, comes back just like bike riding.
I've tried. Yeah. I know what. I just need to go do it. So I'm going to come schedule time with you and bring my 98-year-old friend with me.
That's a challenge.
Careful.
So well, what do you got today? I'm excited.
So we're going to have a show about Gino himself another day, but today we're just going to have some fun.
No pressure.
And our first topic today is we're going to talk about
Nudism.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes. All right.
So, Gino, your grandmother is a nudist.
Really?
What?
Alma. My no mom's kidding. Mom.
So my parents mean? Both, what do you when mean? I was growing up.
Oma?
Oma is a nudist.
Wow. Something new you learn every time.
Well, in Europe, they don't wear clothes.
Yeah,
I mean.
Some should. I went to, so, I went, yeah, go ahead.
No, when I was growing up, for real, I never will forget it. This day is forever etched in my memory. We used to go to Italy, and at the time it was Yugoslavia, on vacation all the time to the beach. And it was my favorite thing to do. It was so amazing. And then this one time, they go, well, we're going again. But it's a nudist colony beach, whatever. And
how old are you?
14.
Okay.
Wow. I was completely horrified. I cried. I didn't want to go. They wouldn't let me not go. So I was the only person with a swimsuit on the whole entire time. Yet I was horrified what I saw, honestly.
I went to, so my
you
experience,
did not.
No, my experience with nude anything was I was on a missions trip. <You know? laughs> I was on a missions trip in the Dominican Republic when I was 18. And after we did all our mission stuff, we went to the beach. Nobody knew this, but we went to a nude beach in Dominican Republic. Uh-huh. And it was not as exciting as I thought it was going to be. At least I envisioned in my mind. It was.
Because no offense. They're never the ones who, like, really we want to see.
So, exactly. Like, this exactly picture is a perfect explanation.
Thank you for that.
Oh, my God, they're naked, naked. Oh, penis out and everything.
Well, what do you think naked
I don't
is?
Know. Well, I didn't know that you could print it like that. I don't know.
So, I would imagine that more women probably look like this.
Did you think?
And wait, guys, I think this is, isn't this probably, like, a real.
This like, is a real thing.
No, I mean, but, like, this is probably a real picture of what it usually looks like. The guys
yes.
usually look that bad. The women look okay, but
well, those not, women are more okay than what I normally see. Gina, yeah.
you
see
thank
it?
You.
Okay, Marcella, can't I need to know. It. You said you didn't know I could print that. Did you think it would cover up the penis?
Yeah, I thought maybe it'd be like blurred.
Printers just automatically do that.
No, I meant like the picture online.
This is the Mandingo one to be 3 pages.
Yeah, right. This is not Mandingo, by the way.
So I just want to tell you guys, this is how much there is about nudism. I have a lot of information.
Oh,
for
I
you
thought
guys.
Those were different shows.
Oh, no, no, this is one
she wants
show.
To break it up in two parts. I want wow. you guys to learn all about it because it is a thing.
We are not, is- however, going to take a Tuposh field trip.
I was just
gonna
ask that. To, all right.
we're not going to participate in nudism on the show.
I would say let's do it in Miami or somewhere where we know they're going to look like we think.
Oh, yeah.
There is a big one in Austin.
No way.
What?
Well, we could I go went on to a the, field trip.
I went to the nude no. lake in Austin actually like a few months ago, but
was it no anything worth going to?
There well nobody was naked. It just said like past this point, just know that people are free to be naked. There's a
I
Instagram.
Guess it was still cold though, right?
Yeah, I was there in February, I think. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well no, March. And I went and I was like, "Oh my God, are people going to be naked?" And there was no one.
Real nudists don't care about how cold it is.
Well, that's why
would
I
you have
skiing.
Gotten naked if it was there?
No.
No?
So what I would point? Maybe would be topless, yeah. but I don't think I'd be completely
Gino looks completely.
Would you?
I would be topless.
I'd be topless too.
That's it.
I'd take my shoes off. It's fine. But.
I couldn't go fully topless like if everybody else was like.
I could probably go completely nude. It just depends. I mean.
The environment. Like if everyone, yeah. if you're at a nude beach or a nude lake, and I mean, everybody is, you're like, meh, no one probably really
yeah,
cares.
Yeah. And I know I'm better say the majority of people out there. So
yeah,
I'm probably
you have
okay
nothing
with
to worry
it.
About.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have a micro
Gino.
Penis.
That's right. That's right.
No.
I don't see the lore to that.
Well, honestly, skinny dipping is the most amazing feeling ever. Like I love swimming. Like,
aren't you naked anyway? It's pretty much for the most part, a girl either like, yep. This small bottom that's like up
no,
your butt or
it's
like
so different
butt.
When you have nothing on in the pool. Oh my gosh, it's like freeing.
Yeah,
I've seen your bathing suits. Those are there's like nothing to them. Where you like anyone who follows Marcella
Tuposh boutique plug.
Yeah, exactly. You agree that she's not wearing anything, so it's naked anyways.
Well, it is a different feeling is though. Yeah. So there maybe.
So, I'm just gonna. Tell you guys a little bit what I learned when I researched about this. There,
I can't wait.
Well, it is very interesting because you guys need to know That there is actually an American Association for Nude Recreation. This is an association. Oh. Like, they have all kinds of stuff. They have their own website where you can learn all of it. There's etiquette to the whole thing.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm totally looking it up.
What is the etiquette?
Like, you can't touch people, I'm sure. Right? Like, naked yoga, you can't put your face in someone's
this
ass.
One guy, he could
gosh, that's so
not
appalling.
Have... appalling.
You there's can't put Masala. Your face in someone's naked ass. I'm sorry, that's really funny.
Why don't
you thought
you
about
read
that.
This,
that's like
that
funny.
This whole thing?
Yeah, read it because it gives some information.
Okay. I'm a life member of this truly fun organization. Life and fun, by the way, are capitalized. Having joined in 1970 when it was known as the American Sunbathing Association, the first affiliated club I joined was Avatan near the Twin Cities, Minnesota. I was then associated with Mountain Air Ranch near Denver, then Live Oak Ranch outside Houston, Texas, and finally, I was part of a two former nudist resorts in Hawaii, one on Oahu, the island where Honolulu is, and the other where... was near Kihi Maui. Is that right? Mm-hmm. There is also a landed club near Sandy Valley, Nevada. That's not surprising. An unincorporated area close to the California-Nevada border, around 50 miles away from Las Vegas. That's for anyone who is interested in being a nudist. Those are all your locations. Cartoonists and others who have never visited a nudist place are quick to joke about or even deride them. But those who have seriously visited a nudist park, resort, beach, luxury cruise liner, apartment complex, trailer village, or camp, never a colony, find it to be just another place to have wholesome fun for entire families, kids included. They're natural-born nudists at heart.
That's great. That's totally weird.
So it's totally normal. Totally normal. Man. There's a nudist cruise and a nudist apartment complex.
I could be in a nude thing. I could not take my son to, like,
but children are naturally, yeah, born.
No, that's fine.
Nude.
Birth.
Yeah. What I would like.
But I was topless until I was what age?
I think there's a difference, though. There's a difference when I could control the environment my son's in. Like, he'll walk around naked now. But what I wouldn't want to see, I can't control. I mean, I can for the
you
most part.
You don't want him to see all the other naked
people.
I want to
see naked dudes or.
But maybe the way that they present it is like it's nothing
it's
bad.
It's nothing. I'll keep going.
Yes, everyone is indeed naked or nude. Where's it? Oh, there is a difference. I was about to ask, what's the difference? There is a difference in those terms. But to associate naturally naked folks with constant wild sex orgies is wrong, as two left feet. So we're supposed to not think that they're, like, having orgies
they
all
don't.
Together.
They don't. That's not what that is.
Right. They just want to be freely naked how they were born. Mm-hmm. Okay. At any well-operated nudist organization, you'll find mostly average, everyday folks whose only difference from conventional fabric-adorned society is the simple fact that they believe you can have just as much fun or more fun doing things that some people at one time associated only with being clothed. The fact is, you don't need clothes to swim, fish, sail, play volleyball or badminton, basketball, softball,
tennis,
hiking, horseback riding, water skiing.
Good thing they put badminton in there because I was wondering about that.
Right. Shuffleboard, bridge, poker, canasta, dominoes, checkers, chess, mahjong. I don't know what that
is. What is canasta?
I don't know.
It's a card game.
No. Horseshoes or even bowling where permitted. All you need is just a minimum of two naked or nude people and a desire to fairly compete. You can still play solitaire by yourself, of course. You can also sans apparel, dine, chat, watch TV, or debate politics and religion if the spirit moves you. Another thing you can do is make new friends. There are probably 30,000 nudists in North America at maybe 300 clubs. Both are my estimates. And I'm sure that these folks would make you feel as welcome as they did myself and my ladies. Plural.
Yeah.
So you have the opportunity to visit such a place someday. Take it. I'm betting that once you have really experienced the lifestyle and given it a fair shot, you might wish to return to it often. And one final note, which cannot be explained, more women than men seem to take and enjoy it.
I can see that. Where women tend to, I don't know, I think it's easier for women to get naked than guys.
Why?
Because my experience.
Y'all are topless all the time.
That's true. That's true. But we're not bottomless very often. And I don't know. It's from my experience in my life, I mean, women tend to have no problem taking the top off. I mean, it's, they don't have bottoms, but usually tops are easy to take off.
Like, what was that show? Like they would.
Girls Gone Wild.
I was like, I forgot about that.
Did you ever do Girls Gone Wild?
No, never.
Would you have ever done Gone's Girl?
Probably when I was crazy. When I was so young. Funny.
So there's actually, like, they have parades. Look at it.
Oh, my goodness.
Show it to the camera,
you stare
guys.
At it right now. You
yeah,
look
at it.
Well, they're covering their vaginas, but everybody is topless. Or their penises, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's an example of people bicycling.
That has to be uncomfortable.
I was going
to
say the same thing.
That has to be really uncomfortable for sure.
They have paint on them though.
Yeah.
I do. I've been body painted.
I guess you really have to appreciate being naked because I don't want to see any of these people naked at all. Like,
so this association, they send out happy birthday messages to their members every single month.
Naked?
And this is how they do it.
This reminds me of the like sex books that you gave us when I was younger.
I remember those.
Like how to learn about sex.
Sex books? How did
that? And they were always cartoon people like this.
Happy birthday to all June members. Dude, that's crazy. So what was your rationale behind that? I'm curious.
Poor guy.
Well, it was just explained and you could ask questions if you wanted to or you didn't have to ask questions. Yeah. I mean, just so the children know. You need to teach your son too.
How old were they when you started teaching them about sex and their body and stuff like that?
We didn't really, we were so open. I don't know about you, but like we were so open that like, did we ever like talk about it? Like
it was
that?
An easy conversation.
We didn't like have a talk.
I never had a talk.
Yeah. It's not because it's just all the time. Like you don't want to make it weird. Yeah. And go, okay, now I have to talk. So you just talk.
I think when I was younger.
Anytime you have questions.
Yeah, when I was younger, I think my dad just let me watch different, not porn, or but it would like that when I was younger, I'd watch like rated R movies. We never had the question, but I mean. It was. I guess it was just assumed, and then I learned on my own.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not
really
the safest thing, but.
So there's like this. They have nudist festivals. If you're interested of going to festivals, and then there's
anyone
like
who's listening.
There's food trucks, and you go stay in line naked.
I do not want to make it. If the person making my food, I do not want to make it at
They're
all.
They're naked in the food truck. No.
I just feel like I would get uncomfortable after a while. Like I need some.
No, the truth is you get more used to it. It becomes completely normal to these people. Here they have a whole entire naked
marathon
bike ride. Look at this.
Gosh. You don't want to sit on those bikes.
Bikes are already uncomfortable as it is.
Because if you start getting sweaty in your paint, like that's you got I mean, right? I know.
I'm just saying. Do you slide off the bike?
Do you slide
easier,
off the bike or
does it go up your butt easier?
Wow, that wasn't thinking that one. But
isn't that crazy? I mean, I find it so interesting.
Does it go up your butt like easier? I'm sorry.
Well, there's nothing like blocking it. I don't know. I feel like you'd slide off.
Wow, that sounds. I agree with you. That just looks uncomfortable. That looks really uncomfortable.
But look how many are doing it. Can that be that terrible? Yeah. I'm sure they have figured it out somehow.
Man, these are not.
There's a lot of people that do a lot of not fun things together.
That is true. And there's not one person, not one picture I've seen anybody who is like.
You know,
really attractive.
If anybody is listening and they are a nudist, I would love for them to write us or message us and tell us like if biking nude is comfortable or why you love it so much.
I'd be curious to hear that one.
Now, since we have summer, looking to be free of stress and clothing this summer, Sky Farm Nudist Club is where you should be.
Where's that?
New Jersey. Yeah. There you go.
I would, but it's a little far.
It's a little far, for sure. I would check it out if it was here in Dallas.
Now, I don't think, I think swimming, like skinny dipping is a great feeling. However, I don't want to go swimming where everybody else is naked. Yeah.
So there are nude home parties.
And these are not orgies.
I was going to say they're called orgies.
They are not orgies,
they get
you guys.
Very offended.
Why would you want to go, I mean, but I don't know. Why would you want to go to a party? I don't know. Okay. Never mind. Keep on.
Like, this reminds me of, did anybody ever watch Real Sex on HBO?
Long time ago.
Years and years ago. I feel like these are those kind of people.
Is that the cab driver?
No, that was a different one. But Real Sex is like
that's
they'd
a
go
different
on,
porn station.
No, they'd go on the street and interview people, and then they would show you these really like weird, like not weird. I mean, I guess I don't want to say weird because everyone has a fetish or they're into whatever. But
some
people,
are weird.
Some are different. Yeah. Stuff like this, like a group of naked people or like people knowing how to orgasm without touching.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I totally remember what happened
I'm
there.
I'm serious.
That's
or
not
like,
real.
What if
do you feel uncomfortable yet, Gino?
It is real.
I'm fine.
Let's talk about this with your mom and sister.
It's totally real. One guy asked, I think one of the questions that stood out to me, it was like burned in my head. He asked a couple, like a guy, I don't remember the exact question, but the answer was that this guy liked his woman to not shower for like 3 days. He liked her.
Oh no.
He liked going down on her when there was no like they're very good looking people.
We've all met somebody good looking that they should have showered. Sorry. That was are you kidding?
No, I swear. It like stuck in my head because I was like, why?
That's like, exactly the question I have. Why? Why would you want
he just liked her scent. Her vaginal scent.
All right, so let's get back to nude home parties. I just want you guys to know all about it in case you wanted to try it. So,
thank you.
Gino's on his way.
Nudism is something that starts at home. The reason why people tend to name certain social nudist places as their first nude experience is just because often home nudism is not really seen like nudism at all. When people asked us in the past about when and where we had become nudists, we would have answered around 2010 at camping in Luxembourg. Now we know that this isn't exactly true. Ever since the day we left the metaphorical nest, being our parents' home, we did spend a lot of time in the nude. We slept nude, we walked from the bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen for a midnight snack in the nude. On lazy Sundays, we often didn't wear much clothes either. We were nudists without ever even considering the term. Home nudism is underestimated. And there is parties. Like, you go to a party and you have no clothes on. Like, look at this, guys.
And nothing sexual happens.
No, this has nothing to do with sex.
What is the point?
That's the part I'm kind of curious about.
To be
what's the
free
point
of clothing.
Yeah, but I'm right there with you. I get it, right? But what is the point of, I mean, I almost feel like at this point, if you're doing like nude parties at your house, you're doing it to try to make a point that we're going to be naked. When I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think they feel like that. I feel like they just feel so free, right?
If there's anyone listening who has nude parties and stuff like that, that's not like a sex thing, I'd be curious. Yeah. I'd be totally curious to go check some of that out.
So
I would go, I'm just curious. And I'll get naked. I'm just saying.
I'm not kidding. Now you're going to get so many phone calls.
No, I'll be, yeah, shit, I should have said
come
that.
Come over, Bernie. You said you
everyone else
naked
called in. Sorry, it's just us. All right.
Hey, and the American Association for Nude Recreation, you guys have, hear that again. The American Association for Nude Recreation has officially designated the second Saturday in July as International Skinny Dip Day.
I would do that one.
Oh, that's the day we're moving. I'm so disappointed.
where is it going to be at? Is it like everywhere?
I would skinny dip and like do that.
Come over, everybody.
Well, maybe not in front of everyone. But
in that thing, you're in front of everybody.
I think everyone else has to be nude.
They say, for looking to do this, cool off, skinny dip in your own backyard pool, make housekeeping fun, shed those clothes, turn on some music, and get out the mop. Get in touch with nature, garden nude in the privacy of your backyard, exercise in the buff, hit the treadmill or the yoga mat in the nude. Telecommuting in the nude, working from home in the nude is increasing in popularity.
That's the thing about it. I mean, so here's my thought on it. I mean, you could do all this stuff naked and what, but I mean, you sweat. So, I mean, it's almost a weird thing to think of like on the, you know, with the seat, like when you sweat, is it going to, I won't say, well, getting your butt easier, but even if you're like doing nude yoga and stuff like that, you still sweat through it. I don't know. It just seems really weird.
I mean, I sleep like that, so that's nice. So I get up, I mean, I guess, but I'm at my house by myself.
That's totally different.
Right.
I think it's totally
but
different.
But they say that that's nudism without, like, knowing.
Me or a nudist.
Yoga I would do by myself like that, but not with people. I have said, like, okay, so there is not just nudist places, but there is a practice of naked yoga, like in a class. I saw on the Kardashians, actually. And
I've heard of that.
Khloe or Courtney, like, had the naked yoga teacher come over and they all had to get naked. I just find that to be like very like whoa. Like if you're in downward dog and you're someone's in front of you, I mean, you're seeing all of it. Like leg up in the air. I mean, you're spread open. That's like, that's very like
very
close.
Very nude.
Nudist would be beautiful.
No, not at all. There's some people would be great to see, but
I mean, it's just like,
there's some I don't want to
see.
There's some I don't want to see.
You're very close. I see like in your asshole.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. There's some I don't want to say that to.
I'm just saying.
So just in case that you are changing your mind as we keep going, there are 12 plus one nude events you don't want to miss in 2019.
12 what?
12 plus one.
It's 12 plus one, 13.
The baker's dozen.
Plus baker's one events.
Is this the, are you about to tell us the?
I will tell you.
All right, let's hear him.
So,
and you can say if you're going or not.
Like even this is a that's a flat, horrible ass. No.
I mean, maybe the picture's stretched.
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, it's like Naked and Afraid. Would you ever do that show?
Oh, hell no.
Why would you do that? Because now you're getting stung.
Yeah, you're getting stung.
I know.
That's not sexy at all.
No.
You would initially think it'd be kind of cool because there's a
poison ivy down low. It's just a bad.
That's a bad, bad thing.
But has anybody watched that
have
show?
Clothes.
Totally watched that show.
It's crazy. Have you seen it?
Never.
Naked and Afraid.
Have you, Gino?
It's awesome.
I watched it once and I was not interested. I think
on doing it, right? Did you watch it though? Like, did you get
The whole episode.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, I was. It's not into it at all. I don't get the point.
Well, and that's the other part. At night, like, it gets really everywhere you go, they get freezing cold, and then there's lots of like mosquitoes and flies, and so like it's almost
they're 100%, sleeping in dirt.
They're sleeping in dirt, or not even they're sleeping in dirt. They're trying to make their own little beds. So some people are really good at the outdoors thing where they can make a bed a foot above the ground. But you still have spiders and you have all sorts of stuff. And usually it's mosquitoes and little gnats and stuff that come and they look.
So I wonder if all the people who have been on Naked and Afraid really are like, they probably do all these events. So go ahead. Event number one.
So there is this one we missed. Dang it. The nude festival in the UK that was May 24th to the 27th. We missed it. Can't do that.
So you just do what?
The festival focuses mostly on families and the younger generations.
I can't get past that
part. Like that. Like,
I don't
how
either.
Do you, it's so weird. There's so many weird people. How do you stop these weirdos from going and looking at these kids?
That's exactly.
I would never take my kid. And I would never force my opinion on being
not like that.
Free of a few layers of cotton and have my kids go to that.
My son is naked all the time at the house, so I'll let him be a nudist in the house. But man,
yeah, there's no weirdos there.
I'd end up killing somebody. Like,
I honestly, while I researched for this show, that is the one thing that I felt like came across all the time, that it is not weird at all. There are no weirdos. There's no, it's not sexual at all. It's just like, and they all say that they're the nicest, friendliest people ever that you want to meet.
Everyone I believe that. But see, I think because she's my mother, I mean, can we like the talk about the video of Avi? Like, naked, just, I mean.
Wait, what?
One of my best friends at home. I went home, you know, and I became Americanized, obviously, after a while. Yeah. And I went home and I always have my video camera out. And one of my best friends invited me to come to her house. And she's just walking around topless the whole time, like bringing coffee out.
Was it weird when she started to do that? Or was that normal for you to feel?
For
like
her,
that?
That's
so
normal.
No, it was weird.
When you came back after you're Americanized.
Yeah. It was just different and weird. Yeah. But
Oma used to lay out topless.
Yes, always.
Like, I remember that.
How old were you?
That's what I remember, honestly. So,
but you were young, though, right?
Yeah.
See, I think it's different also, like, when you're young, like, you know, kids don't care about nakedness when it's you. I mean, I just don't. I mean, my son doesn't care if I run around and I'm naked for a second. Like, he's not thinking, oh my God, at all.
Yeah.
And my son totally will stay naked. I mean, the entire time.
I remember being at the house I grew up in, being outside and seeing topless grandma and being like, oh, turning around.
So. I don't remember.
Seeing topless grandma.
When you say it that way, it's you're like, oh, I saw her naked. I'm like, okay. You're like, topless grandma throws a holder.
Going out to the pool. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, but then I
front yard.
People thought that you were weird for me being topless. I mean, I only wore bottoms and jewelry.
And lots of jewelry and bows.
To when?
Like, 8?
See, I don't think that's rude at all. Not at all. Yeah. Because I think when you're, this is my two cents of it. I think when you're a child and you don't know any better, like you're not knowing, like it's weird. I think when you become more aware of it, I think then you'd be aware of it, right? Mm-hmm. Then maybe it's more uncomfortable for you as a child to be like, to cover up. But if you don't know any better.
I think that maybe, do you wonder if these people are trying to look at people as like the body is not a sexual thing. Like this is just how God made us. And instead of looking at it in a sexual way, this is just, I mean, it's how you're born. I mean, back a long time ago, they didn't have
like
clothes.
Being from Europe, the European babies just so cute. Like girls just wear bottoms and boys wear Speedos. And it's just normal. Tino always wears Speedos.
You still wear a Speedo?
Only at the house.
Only on my dates.
Yeah.
It's just leopard. So normal.
Sparkly.
He used to have a leopard.
Did I really?
I
didn't even know.
Poor Gino.
That's the worst so one
with
possible.
With your mom and sister making bathing suits, I'm not surprised at all. Yeah. A little sparkly yellow banana hammock. It's fine. So, okay, really now hearing all this, I mean, my perspective shifting a little bit just because because I'm especially seeing these pictures.
So at home, like saunas, Finnish saunas, for instance, no one would dream about wearing a swimsuit. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Here, people go to the sauna in a bathing suit.
There's a lot of gyms that were, you know, that's separated from guys to girls, but there's lots of guys who walk around naked.
Well, in Europe, they're not separated.
No. Mm-hmm.
I remember my first sauna experience, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I was actually a lot older then. I was in high school, and I was like, oh, my God.
So did you get naked when you went there?
No.
You were a bathing suit?
No, I didn't like what I saw, because I was like, oh, my goodness.
That's how I think right now.
It's not attractive.
It's not, yeah.
But I think that they don't see it. They don't look at other people as like, oh my God, she's so hot and sexy, like a sexual way. They don't even look, I feel like. They're
that's
not
a
looking
good,
at it like
that's
that.
A really good point, because I would be looking more of like, man, that girl's hot, or oh my God.
I don't think that they're looking at people like that at all. Yeah. Most people that are in this lifestyle.
That's interesting.
And I'm going to say something, and I do not know any of the statistics. And I'm talking from a while back when I was at home, but I feel like the American culture is so uptight that sometimes I wonder if there's so many weirdos because of it. Like, I didn't know of any weirdos when I was home. Like, I mean, I know it's a long time ago, too, but the whole entire, like, these molestations and these kids and I never heard of any of that. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I really don't know. I should have probably looked into that before I said it, but just from growing up, I didn't see that. And I sometimes wonder if you're too uptight, it can cause, it's almost like with the drinking at home, there's really no drinking age here, but it's 21, right? You have to be 21, which is so stupid. Like, come on.
But we've always said too, because and being a dancer and having a dance business and working with kids and their costumes, whatever, as we've always said this, as a dancer, it's your body, right? So we have to see the lines and the pictures you're making from head to toe, like the body shapes and stuff. Well, I don't look at it as anything, but when people start to say it, now you're making it a thing. Like, oh my God, how could you put these little girls in there, have their belly button out? Now it's sexual. And you're like, well, I didn't even see it as sexual until now you're saying that. And now you're making this little girl feel uncomfortable for having these parts. And I feel like when you start to say things like that, you're putting it out there as a bad thing when there was nothing wrong in the first place. Like,
Those are really good points. That was a good start to it. And that's a great finish for an explanation, because I think you're right. We're so easily influenced nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
And just like you're saying, we're so easily influenced by things that people say, you know, what society's saying. Like right now, well, I won't even say anything about the presidential or whatever, but everything's so influenced, you know. We can have a normal day, and then we watch something like CNN or Fox or something, and then the world is exploding. We're thinking, oh my God, the world's exploding because they're saying it on there.
When people don't think for themselves, I just don't feel like people make their own choices. They just listen to everything everyone says.
I think that's a good point, Stella, that we don't understand it as much, but that's why they do it. I still would rather have clothes on myself, but that makes already more sense to me. Like, they don't see it that way, and that's fine, but if I'm going biking or something, I would still rather have shorts on than
Nothing. Well, I mean, like I said, for me, like when I'm sleeping, I don't think of anything sexual. When I, if I am in a private pool and I was to go swimming like that, it's like, I just think it feels great. I don't think of it as like, oh my God, I look so sexy in the pool right now. Like that way.
I think, but I get you, right? I think it's a different home. You're not being judged. When you're by yourself, you're not being judged at all. But I think because of the environment, people, whatnot, we can, it's easier for us to feel like we're being judged because of what other people are saying. So.
Right. Well, at this festival, this is really funny because they have live music.
Which one is this one?
The Still Lit Festival the UK? In UK. Yeah. They have live music, lots of nude games, like nude slide, anyone?
Oh my God. Is it nude water slide?
Oh, because water slide, yeah.
I was like, how do you go down nude without water?
Campfires, daily yoga sessions, paint fights, and much more. Then there is a nude cruise on Lake Ontario, and we haven't missed that one. You can still go to that one on August 24th.
Hey, if you guys want to do a two-posh, I will swear to God, I'll go.
Today you can find several in the Caribbean, the Mediterranean, or Dalmatian Sea, but who has ever heard about a nude cruise in Canada? Or any nude cruise ever? We had a blast. Half a day of naked fun on a boat, sipping Coronas and eating delicious food, dancing to the sounds of the DJ while cruising the wonderful Lake Ontario. There is a photo that I have to show you guys. And if you just listen to the podcast, you should look it up. It is really, really awesome. It's www.aanr.com.
See, but that's not a cruise. That's like a little boat.
It's a ship.
And there not one of these. Oh, no, sorry. Not one of these people don't want to see naked. You're right. I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is like.
You might get your one that you're like, ooh, she's kind of cute.
Show it to Spider.
Oh, here, Spider. Spider, would you do it?
Sure.
I knew he was going to say it.
I would go to one.
I feel totally like Spider would.
But here's the question, though.
Bernie would do it.
I will totally do it. I swear I would. But what would happen if, I mean. As a guy, like girls, you can,
it's
you can,
question.
Yeah. What if you're a guy and you walk around, you get a hard on, right? What happens then? Because a girl, you guys get whatever it is. Us, you can't hide that. I mean, unless you're like tiny, small guy. But
that question, I don't know.
Right.
So we're actually doing this whole thing. We're gonna do two parts of this. Right. This does a lot. So we're gonna look this up and we're gonna find that out. That question we're gonna answer in the second part of this. But
other question though, and I'll say
it's a really good
part,
question.
But what
I'm
happens?
I mean,
surely there's got to be somebody that there's got to be some person who breaks the rules and they find someone really attractive and they end up
in a tree.
Yeah, in a tree or something behind a bush or something like that. It's got to happen.
I don't know.
I'm curious to see what happens.
We'll
there.
Have to look that up.
Yeah.
On April 28th, which we missed that too, there was a 5K. Nude run.
See, that is uncomfortable.
That just sounds horribly uncomfortable right there.
For guys, is it uncomfortable when it's like bouncing around?
Yeah, there. No, yeah. I mean, it's different the standpoint for. I'd imagine it's more uncomfortable for women, but it's still, you know, when we, it's probably have underwear or spandex or a jock strap or something to keep it in place. That's,
there's no
that
way.
Doesn't sound sexy or
and can
clean.
You imagine some of these people running? Like,
yep.
This one in particular. This one I can't stop
this
looking at there.
This one in particular.
Girl or guy?
Some call it the queen of nude 5K runs in the United States. There's a queen of it. Some call it the best nude party ever, and Californians just call it something that starts with dude. In any case, the Bear Burro is legendary. The epic nude run through the desert of Southern California yearly attracts more than 300 participants and is the main attraction of the day. I'm sorry, it's always me.
Did I not say it?
Oh, man, I forgot.
Mine
sorry,
Shrub.
Sorry. for those who get easily dehydrated, there is the maybe even more epic Beer Mile Run. We're not going to details. You
what?
Just have
the
to
what?
Try
Which
it.
One is that one?
Beer Mile?
Beer Mile.
Interesting.
If you're still thirsty afterwards, a game of beer pong might get you in perfect shape for the evening toga party. All this is nude.
I don't know. Like, yeah, like what Bernie said earlier about like sweating. Like these people have been running a 5K and then go like play.
That's my whole thing.
Yeah,
that's,
like,
I want to know how a nude toga party works. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah.
What is a toga party? I don't even
it's
know
where
what
you
that
have
is.
Like the, like the sheet, toga sheet, and it's a theme. That's
I don't
interesting.
Know.
I don't know. That's
I'm
a good
not quite
question.
Sure.
Research that one right now. I'll get us an answer.
Hey, we still have time to go to Portland's World Naked Bike Ride.
The uncomfortable. None of those
sound good.
I have a friend that does that every year.
The Brooklyn
what?
One?
The naked bike ride?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Can we call him? A question.
It's can we call him?
It's a girl.
You're just now telling us this?
Yeah, what the heck?
What the heck?
Probably not.
Oh, man.
We can't call her?
I doubt
she
it.
Won't tell. Oh, is it someone you don't talk to anymore?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry about
he's
that.
He's like, that's why I didn't tell you.
All right.
Damn it.
You need to get back together with her for this show.
Yeah. I want to know some right. details.
So, help. My baby is a nudist. The basic guide for living with a nudie. One day, your father, your wife, your daughter, your BFF, or your Uncle Fred drops the word. They are nudists. If you have no idea what it is or how to handle this new information, and you have tons of questions, this document will help you on your way. Or maybe you are Uncle Fred, walking up and down the aisle for the 100th time, rehearsing the words you're going to say. Family, I'm a nudist.
See, I don't think that would be...
like coming out.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't think it'd be as big as like a coming out conversation fear, because right? Like, hey, I like to be naked. Like, I mean, okay. All right, exactly. Yeah. I think, like, okay, well, good luck. Keep it up there.
Anyway...
What is a nudist? Other than nudist, also the term naturist is often used, and in this blog, we like to use nudie. Basically, it all comes down to the same thing. A naturist, nudist, nudie is someone who enjoys being naked with or without the company of others. Company, you say? Yes, many nudies enjoy the social factor. They go to the club, the resort, or the beach to spend some time naked among other naked people.
There's a nude club?
Oh, yes.
I think there's probably a lot of those.
Like, that's got to be a, like an adult club.
It's quite comparable with any other type of golf, a golf club, for example. People get to know each other, do some sports, have some chats, and drink some wine, except that everyone is naked. Are they having orgies? Here you go. We're finally answering this question.
That's what I want to know.
No, they're certainly not. Among nudies, sex is not tolerated outside of any private accommodation. Because society has created such a strong link between nudity and sex, it's sometimes hard to imagine for a non-nudist, but it's the truth. The same rules count as in the golf club. No partners are swapped. Nobody has sex in front of you or will ask you to participate. One may fall in love, but just like at the golf club, you'll have to get a room. So there it is. And there is people. Look at this. They're bowling naked.
I don't know if I believe all that.
But you know what's crazy? Is like, you know, the... you always hear like... The most uptight people are like the freakiest, like they not even the freakiest in that way, but like they're the most like they're the ones that are swinging or cheating or like they're, you know, the Bible beaters are the ones who are like the biggest sinners. So you wonder if maybe these people being so free, they're like hippies, like they're literally like, no, we're serious. Like, we don't look at you like that. But it's the ones who like pretend like it's horrible.
See, that's
why are you looking at me?
I wasn't.
You freak.
We wanted to know your opinion. I didn't even say.
That's like another good point. I still would rather wear clothes, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
It depends. I'm so comfortable, like in my skin. Like, I really could be naked and not
care.
Yeah, I wouldn't care at all. I wouldn't care. I mean,
we should send you on one.
I would totally go to one of these. I really would. I'd be curious just to see. I'm comfortable with my
and
own
then
skin.
You have to come back with like a report.
That's right. If I come back naked, like, you guys know that I accepted it. Like, this is good. This is the new me.
Let's do it. We send you, Bernie.
Send it. I'll go.
It's like journalism for the podcast.
That's right.
Yes.
I will go.
I love it. So what we're going to do, we're going to end this first part one of this nudist
Gino's
podcast.
Like, thank God.
Gino's like, I have to do a part two. And we're going to call Miss Polly to ask her a question.
Are we going to ask her if she's a nudist?
She knows she would totally freaky nudist for sure.
She would totally do it.
I bet she's not.
She better be.
Oh, she would. Yeah. You think she'd do it? I guarantee she's done it.
Bet? Yeah.
I don't think she is one.
I don't either.
I don't think she would be.
We're going to ask her.
Okay.
We're going to ask her. Okay. I'm totally going to ask her.
So now this is her question. Miss Polly.
Hello, hello, hello.
Guess what?
Hello.
Gino is on the show with Bernie and Marcella today and Spider.
Hi, Polly.
Hello. Oh, my God.
That's what I said,
it's
too.
It's his first time here.
She's like, good luck.
We're hoping it's not his last time for himself. Yeah,
right. So Bernie wants to ask you a question today.
Don't we have to play her song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
This is Penis and Pussy Talk with Miss Polly.
Look at Gina's face.
What did she say?
Hold on.
Okay.
This is Penis and Pussy Talk with Miss Polly.
Yes.
You got it that time.
You heard it, buddy. So, Miss Polly, here's the question we have for you. So, today we're talking about nudist camps and nudism and all that. So, it's a two-part question. Have you ever been a nudist? And if not, would you ever?
Okay, one more time. Repeat that question. Yes. I can barely hear you guys.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Hello. So low.
Oh, it's low?
Hello.
Spider. Is there anything
new? That's as loud as... If I go any louder, it's going to sound like we're underwater.
Uh-oh.
All right, can you hear me?
Okay, well, I can hear... Okay, I'm listening. I'm concentrating. Okay, one more time.
The question is a two-part question. Would you ever... Have you ever been a nudist, or if not, would you ever do nudism? Would you ever go into that?
So we're talking about nudists. And have I ever been to a nudist place,
yeah,
or would I?
Yes, both. Have you ever been a nudist? Would you be a nudist? Would you go?
And are you a nudist?
Well, who doesn't like letting it all hang out?
That's right.
I've never been anywhere where there's been a lot of nudity, except for like some beaches in California when I was younger, mm-hmm. and my parents kind of steered us away from that because, you know, they're uptight and all. But I don't think I'd have an issue with it.
I knew
you know, when I was...
Well, we kind of voted, Miss Polly. We voted. And
not if it's an issue. Would you convert to nudism today?
I didn't know that. Gino and I were wrong.
Spider, first day.
Miss Polly, Bernie and I totally knew that you'd do it. Bernie would do it.
I would do it.
And Spider said, "You better be."
I would totally. If there was like a nude camp or nude something, I will go to it. I would.
See?
I'm fairly certain there's one not too far from here.
Yeah. There is. We're going to find out.
Let's get some information.
I'm fairly certain that if there was a nudist like camp or community, that I would have probably no issue with that at all.
Whoa. I'll tell you full disclosure though. For me to go to something like that, if it was like a community, there'd have to be somebody, at least a couple of really attractive people there for me to enjoy it, I think.
You have to take them with you then.
Probably.
Yeah.
But what if not? What if there's someone who's so free in their own skin?
There's lots of hot hippies.
All right, so that's going to be a theme for the dating.
All right. We're going to go invite him to it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, think about how much money you would save on clothing.
Exactly.
But a nudist, though, they're not always naked. Like, you got to be, what about winter?
You'll find out about that in part two of this whole
thing.
Can't
wait. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
Miss Polly, I have one other question, though. Who would see a sex therapist? Like, what kind of a person would need to see a sex therapist?
Well, anybody that would has maybe an issue with defining their sexuality, because a sex therapist is first and foremost typically a licensed psychologist, therapist, counselor, so they've had just additional training and courses that help them delve into sexual dysfunction and human sexuality. So that being said, someone that might have issues with erectile dysfunction, premature or delayed ejaculation, lack of sexual interest, arousal, painful sex, so it deals with all of those, or people that might be have atypical sexual interests, you know, gender dysphoria, being transgendered, being have a high sex drive or hypersexuality, all of those people right there would go to see a sex therapist.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, wow.
What's hypersexuality? Like somebody just likes to have a lot of sex? Is that like
that's something I dealt with being bipolar. That was one of the side effects of it.
Really?
It gets crazy. But that's all you think about sometimes.
Stop it. Like
You open up a can of worms right there, buddy. So.
No, like so with, would it even matter like the person? Like you just
didn't have to be a person at all.
Yeah. Oh, like you just have that urge.
It was
just
something, and it was constant and it was very strong.
Really?
Yeah, and it still happens from time to time.
So is it it's not necessarily for a person, is it more for like an orgasm or is it really?
Yeah, just the end result. That's all you're looking for. Really.
Wow, that's so interesting.
That's such another show.
It's another show. Yes. We have to do that.
Be another show.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm writing it down.
It's so crazy because I feel like I've heard everything and I know everything. And I feel like doing this show like 140 episodes in, like I know everything. But then something will happen. I'm like, no way. Like, that's so interesting.
Yeah. I think I've done five or six shows and I feel like that. I'm like, oh, shit, you know that. Hey, yeah. I love nudism. Right? I'm a nudist now.
Bernie leaves and tells his friends
every day.
So let's go to our question of the day.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
So, would you care if your partner never posted you on Instagram?
Good question.
I would prefer that.
You would prefer if they never did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want to post myself on Instagram. And I generally don't want anyone else to either.
Okay. It's very interesting, actually.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't want them. You'd want them to, right?
I've experienced it. I've experienced everything.
You have. You are. You've experienced everything I've ever heard of.
I won't do it, especially being a woman. I'm like, I'm not going to do it if you're not. So I have experienced it in a few different relationships where they don't. And I think it's kind of like if you're okay with it. Spider's thing is totally different.
Sure.
And I have seen some people on Instagram, like people who have millions of followers and then they have a partner who like is very private. Yep. And they've said, I don't say my partner's name on here because they don't want. I actually recently saw a video where they're like, why don't you ever mention your boyfriend or girlfriend? And they're like, well, they don't want me to. So I think that that's totally different. But I think that if you are someone who shares everything that's important in your life. Yep. I think if you do it for business, that's different. I feel like there has to be kind of the line. But if you're posting everyone that's important and set, for some reason it's just not me, I have a huge problem with it.
That's how I am. I mean, I had someone do that where I was dating and it makes you question the seriousness of the relationship. It made me question that. And so.
Well, and what are you hiding?
Yeah, exactly. Or are you wanting to look single mm-hmm. with all these people? So, you know, and it was interesting because this person would like everything in the world for everybody. Uh-huh. And there was always...
Not yours?
It was really interesting.
Oh my God, I experienced the same thing. You did. Yeah.
It's frustrating because you're... I don't know.
I wonder.
Because I think pretty highly of myself. Not in a vain way, but I think I'm pretty...
Confident.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident. I feel like I bring a good amount to the table in dating. So, but yeah, it was one of those things that it made no rhyme or reason to it. And so
I think it's hurtful because a lot of... the society we live in now is everyone's posting all of their stuff. So if for some reason you're seriously dating someone, I'm not saying like you've been together like dating. I mean like in a relationship with someone and they don't acknowledge you, I find that to be hurtful. Or if they don't like and comment your stuff, because they should be your number one supporter.
Yeah.
What about you, Miss Polly?
I think about...
I thought we lost it for a second.
I know, right? No, I'm just listening. I think about how I would feel if we were in a relationship with someone and it's a serious relationship. Now, dating, I'm not going to post everything about somebody and I don't expect them to either. But if we're in a relationship and it's like a monogamous relationship or whatever, and we're acknowledging that, then I would be very hurt if they were constantly posting stuff without me in it or tagging me or if we're doing something together and they're just posting selfies, yes. I'm like, excuse me, excuse me.
One glass, like they're by this themselves.
No, yeah. I'm like,
at y'all's day.
No. Because if you're too, because it makes me think that you're ashamed of me.
Yeah.
Or that I don't matter.
Yeah.
And all lives matter, damn it.
Amen to that.
How about you, Gino?
I'm not a big poster. The last, especially a few years, I haven't been a big poster. So if the person that I'm with isn't a big poster either, I wouldn't care. But if someone's constantly posting and then they don't ever post me, yeah, I would be like, same thing that all of you said.
Yeah.
Well, mine is, Patrick doesn't do social media at all. So yeah, I couldn't care.
I was trying
care.
To find him to follow him.
I'm not, well, he's kind of a secret. Like he has
his business
account and he kind of looks at everything, but he doesn't do social media otherwise. And so I never get my feelings hurt. He doesn't post anything.
Yeah.
Now, would he and wouldn't post me, I would be so pissed off. Oh my God.
I'm gonna date someone, you better fucking post something.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right. Something, and you don't have to be like the annoying like person.
No,
don't.
I want it annoying. I'm
sorry. Like, you don't have to post it every single day or every post, but like if you are like with me and you do a story and you just happen to let's not get her in there, or you do post not every like 4 or 5, you don't acknowledge something we did together, I think that is weird or at all.
Yeah, I agree.
On that note, we thank everyone for listening to the show and come back to part 2 of nudism.
Thank you.
Still need to learn more, and we already have one converted.
So let's see. Now we have 2. Yes. Polly.
Oh, yeah, right. 2. Spider.
Right. So there's 3. That's Polly, I, and Spider.
3 left.
We're going to the local nudist camp.
Thank you
for
listening, everyone.
We're
going
to form our own group.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. 2 Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as 2 Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendall Gilmore. So reach out to us and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks that you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. Nothing really creative. My first and last name, MarcellaRaneri.
And 2 Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PR by Polly. My Twitter handle is Miss Polly Sex EDU.
Hey.
Beautiful, everyone. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to podcasts.
YouTube.
And YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah, and you, everyone have a wonderful day.